Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and a very warm welcome on board. This is your captain speaking. Due to a heavy weather front making its way across the Irish Sea this evening, our departure time will be delayed. I will be back to you with an update as soon as I have it.
Come on, Michael, you old fool. You'll have to get around to it eventually. Didn't the captain say you'll be on here for a while yet, you aegis? Margot, my sister. The woman with 50 ways of saying the same thing.
It was wonderful, and we had a marvellous time. We were singing in the streets. We kept them up all night. We didn't stop until we dropped. I'm sure they were happy to see the back of us. Sure they'd love to have us back. We raised the roof. We brought the house down. Had a whale of a time. Celebrations all round. Brilliant, the way we went about it. Everyone smiling and, oh, some carry on. Some crack. Oh, we danced all night. We left no stone unturned. A night of merrymaking. Everyone on their best form. There were sore heads all round.
50 ways. Would you talk 50 shades of shite yourself, Michael? What harm if you're on your own, safe in a little book, but stood up in front of an audience? Time with Margot. A lesson from the parables.
You would be welcome back, you know. There would be some party. What did I tell you about the last? Oh, no, I did. Our very own prodigal son. Sure, people would hardly recognise you were gone.
I'd be as welcome back as a Dublin Fusilier.
Oh, come off it, Michael. You're no war hero. You're a man who knows a fair bit about concrete and is fond of a rhyme scheme, but you're not a hero of war. Put your pride to one side and come home.
But I'm only just keeping my head above the water here. You know, in that kind of way. In that kind of way. I would never have said that back home. A Galway man's filler. In that kind of way. We never said it. I was compensating. Making sure you knew I didn't leave Ireland and the boat behind me. The first time I said it, I was sitting in a bar. I overhear a conversation about Limerick's chances in the All-Ireland, and I interject. Little or no clue what I was on about, like someone mad for the GAA. I say my bit, and then, just like that, add, in that kind of way. The language of a non-place. A comfort. A defence. A string of words that allowed me to stake out a little patch for myself. A cabin build, my very own Ballyturk, with a patriotic population of one.
Before you go, Michael, I was on to Sheila again this week, and I told Father John I would rather die than have him speak at my funeral. He said he could see then how we might reach some sort of arrangement. You see, Michael, I told them when I do go, I don't want a religious ceremony at all. What I told him was, I wanted you to speak. Just a few words, Michael, bit of poetry, you know. You've known me longest. You're far more qualified to speak at it than a priest who's lost his parish. If you'd come home for a while, we could talk it over together.
Jesus, rows of mournful fucking faces. You knew I'd struggle, and you knew you wouldn't be around to hear me complain about it. Was that all part of it? Christ, what should I tell them about the last 40 years? I have little to say for myself, Margot, and less to say for you. I'm not even sure anybody will recognise me. Sheila? Just about. But she's expecting me. I suppose I could talk about Mam and Da, you and me, and early reeling in the years. Will I have enough in this? Poem by Margot, to be read at her funeral. A promise made is a debt unpaid. So I'll say my piece and go. These simple lines, unpolished rhymes, are all I've left to throw. down on a grave that simply made reflects a life well led. So throw them down, I simply will, and then my piece I've said. From early on, we two were one, so in all the words I find, I hear her echo knowingly through all my searching mind. The language of a non-place. A shallow comfort. An elaborate defense. Start again, old man. Don't dress it up. The truth is, I haven't known you, Margot, for a very long time. Then, when we were grown up, I made a decision to go away. And Mam and Dad were proud, but it went unsaid what it meant about you, though. To stay where you were. And years turned to decades, and I realized something. I had gone away and stayed the same. All that changed about me was my accent. Our land turns to island. Something lonelier. But back home, quietly, determinedly, Margot was changing. And one day it dawned on me that if I went back, I wouldn't recognize my own sister. I'm sorry, Marge, but I can't use poetry to dress up a ghost I wouldn't recognize. For didn't I think that the last thing on this earth you would do would be to tell a priest to sit out on your own funeral?
Under Whose Flag was written by John Deneen and was a finalist entry in Green Curtain Theatre's Leaving Competition for New Writing, held in 2018. It was performed by Shane Falvey and Nora Connolly. Under Whose Flag is a Green Curtain Theatre production and was recorded in January 2019.